Check 1, 2.
Well, hello there, boyfriend. How are you this fine day?
I'm really good.
Is it working?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's not touch shit.
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a great question.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm so disturbed right now.
We're back. Another episode of Afraid to Ask? Is that what this is called?
Oh, wow. We're starting strong today.
Yeah.
Would you like to call it something else?
I feel like I have this medical question that doesn't have an answer.
Oh, well then how?
It just doesn't have an answer. All morning, you've been singing this song called like "Taste the Biscuit" or something, and I think it's in a sexual song, and you can't. And at first I was like, oh, that's really cute. She's cute singing that song, and then only recently was I wondering, I wonder what causes a song to be stuck in your head. I wonder. We probably don't even know.
I have absolutely no idea.
You know what I think helps?
Hmm.
An old woman singing about her pussy.
Wow.
Right? Like that helps to get it stuck.
Start this one all over from scratch.
I'm just saying, if it was a lady talking about knitting, probably would not be stuck in your head.
Well, I was just telling you on the drive today that neurobiology fascinates me, right? What I think is interesting is stuff that's in my head from like when I was in fifth grade that I can't get out. Songs that I memorized to learn something.
Yes.
Like prepositions, for example. I could list them in alphabetical order.
I'm going to be honest with you. At this moment, I'm not sure what a preposition is. Can you give me, wait, hold on. Is it but a preposition?
No.
Shit. Preposition? I'm having a total blank. I know what a pronoun is because they're so annoying.
Aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, mid, among, around, as, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond, but, by. So I guess it is. Down, during, except for, from, inside, to, like, near, of, off, on, onto, over, past, since, through, throughout, to, towards, underneath, until, into, up, upon, with, within, without.
Oh, those are...
But here's the problem. Who gives a fuck? I don't like that it's in my head, and I don't understand why critical things, maybe that I need to do nowadays as an adult, I have a hard time remembering. But like I learned that to like a little tune, so it's like stuck in there forever.
Yes, that will never come in handy.
It never did even then.
You'll never get pulled over and they're like, have you been drinking? Well, could you recite your prepositions? Was that what they are, prepositions?
Yeah.
And you just fire through them and the guy's
well,
like,
get
out of
here.
It didn't
even help me. You were like, but is a preposition. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh, that's right. You memorized a whole string, but not. I was totally right and you shot me down.
Complete impractical bullshit.
I have one of those from, yours is better because it's from fifth grade, but I have from being in a fraternity. Did you guys have to, were you in a sorority?
I was in a sorority. Right?
I was in a fraternity, but I don't consider myself a fraternity boy because we didn't have a frat house. We didn't have, but we had to take a match. Do you know what,
do you know what
hazing is? Yeah. Yes, Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
Did you guys get hazed?
Girls were way better than boys at my school, but the fraternities hazed a bunch.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
We, right before I went to college, there was a horrible thing that happened where there was like some hazing and people got kicked out. And so when I went, there was no hazing.
Yeah.
Stupid. What's the point? But can you still do the Greek alphabet? Because I think I can. It's like alpha, beta,
alpha,
data,
beta, epsilon, theta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, xi, overcome, pi, rho, sigma, tau,
yeah, sigma, tau, epsilon, but
omega.
Around beneath, data, but, and, yeah, but that's stuck in my head forever.
I couldn't do it with a match hung up.
That's so stupid. Whatever. Don't I probably need that part of my brain for something else?
That's what I think. That's
I'm terrible with names.
I don't have an answer for you. I think the brain's fascinating. At every organ, we don't understand the most, right?
Yeah.
But it crazily, I don't know, just... dictates your day-to-day, yet the little stupid nuances that we memorize make absolutely no sense.
You're right. So anyway, I'm here with Dr. Erica. This is Jamie Lisso, and I wanted to start by saying I have something that I'm a little bit afraid to ask because you know me, I have this problem where I don't love hearing about, I know you've dated other guys and stuff, I'm just not my favorite thing to hear about, but I had to ask this because I saw this article, and this also has to do with a memory that kind of showed up in my head this morning. I read this article about, you see this list going around, it's like a viral list of places you shouldn't take women on first dates?
No.
Okay, so I think I'm asking you this.
Have you taken me on any?
Wait, what do you think our, we have a very strange way that we met, like first date. I don't know if you want to even, what is the first, I don't think I've ever gone, I'm taking you to, wow, I feel like a complete asshole.
You know what's funny? I was going to say, I think if it's on the list, what I would consider a really bad first date place, a hotel.
Because was that ours?
Yes.
But we had to.
It's so presumptuous, though.
It is.
You're stripping away context, though. This list just says a list.
Yeah,
right?
Again, condom wrappers.
Is it women or men who made the list?
This is a bunch of people. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is a list of places ladies would absolutely refuse to go on a first date. Just to go back, I didn't say meet me in my hotel room. I want to. It was a situation where it made the most sense to kind of like keep it slightly secretive for a few different reasons. Is that fair to say?
I'm pretty sure I asked to go back to your hotel room.
Oh, the first time.
Yeah.
I remember, just for context, we talked before I met you in person. We texted for 6 months or something, right?
Yeah.
Months. Maybe not 6 months.
That's
5 months?
A long time.
Lots of texting, got to know each other very well. And then you came out to a show of mine. And I remember you showed up. It was I didn't know you were coming. Saw you in the front row. And I remember I immediately thought, say you see a gorgeous girl come to your show that you've been texting with. I was on stage when I saw you. So many things went through my head. What is she going to come home with me? What does my place look like? Would she have stayed if it did? Like I remember I was to be single guy. I'm single guy on the road. Have I washed my balls?
Did that come across? Were you thinking about that on stage or were you like shocked?
It's the first time in years I can remember being on stage and just like completely losing my train of thought because the brain was like, there are more important things to do. I remember I lost my ability to recite the Greek alphabet at that moment. It had dropped out and I needed that brain power for something else. Because I remember thinking, like, when I see you in my mind, I'm sorry, but my mind went all these different places where it was like, is she here as a friend? What if she comes back? I think there's two rotisserie chicken carcasses in my condo. It was like a two-bedroom condo hotel that I was in. But I remember you immediately said like, I just came to see you and I have a hotel. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then you were like, God, it's so shitty. And I was like, oh, glimmer of hope. Light at the end of the tunnel. In your hotel, you were not just saying that. Your hotel was...
It was sketchy as hell.
It was one of the worst hotels I've ever seen.
There were like punched out holes in the elevator. It's terrible.
Yeah. Those are for me when I realized I forgot condoms.
Oh my God.
It was very disgusting. I went to your hotel. I don't know how that transpired. It's a nice hotel, by the way. The type of hotel wasn't like you went to a Super 8 or something. Motel 6. This is a legitimate hotel that I would have recommended to you. But one of those ones where just that one, they don't take care of it. Your bedroom, we went to your place and you're like, it's so bad. And then I said, remember I go, hey, I got two bedrooms at my place.
That was nice.
Yeah. Why don't you come? You could come stay. And I remember thinking like, thank God I have two bedrooms. And I was trying to think about how to lock one of the doors when you got there. Like, oh, that's weird. This one doesn't even shoot. What do we do? But your place had, you're looking at me just appalled.
Wow.
Honestly, I was thinking, I was like, hey, well, just, this is
a
great.
I think you were being a gentleman. I think you were surprised that I showed up. I don't think you were like, let's get busy.
Maybe no, that was cool. That's what I was trying to portray to you. When we went to your hotel room to get your stuff, it was the most disgusting hotel room I've ever seen. There was hair in the shower.
And I hadn't taken a shower.
And you hadn't taken
that
a shower.
Yes.
It was disgusting. I think there was other stuff. There's like
the cleaning rugs were still like on the counter.
Yeah.
But they hadn't cleaned anything.
It was disgusting.
There was blood stains on the carpet.
I remember when I saw those blood stains, I was like, she's staying with me. This rules. So whoever murdered whoever, thank you very much.
That probably is what happened. Ew.
So.
Well, don't take a woman on a murder hotel first date. How about that?
So hotel first date, there's a lot of context behind that. It's not what it seems like that we did go to a hotel, but there's a lot behind it. And maybe we'll get more into that story someday. But I thought this morning, I'm laying in bed, I'm scrolling through my phone. This viral article comes up about
cemetery places.
You've been taken to one, or that would be the worst?
That'd be a bad one. Am I still guessing, or are you just going to tell me? I like guessing. I want to see if I get in a
point. Would you like to hear a memory hits me this morning when I wake up and I realize that I took a girl on maybe one of the worst first dates just possible, absolutely horrible. And there's also a medical relate that happens at the end of the story. So when I was 14 years old, I got a job at Arby's. I'm not trying to drop names, brag, but I had a job very, very young at Arby's.
Ah.
And that's where we would meet. it was my best chance of meeting a girl or something would have been like at work, you know, 14, 15. So anyway, I worked there for a few years. I worked there for like 16, 17 years old. When I turned 16, I buy a motorcycle. Take my Arby's money. My hard-earned. How do you feel? What do you think when I say motorcycle? Is that like a guy? Are you like, oh, shit, they're not interested?
I'm not, but I think a lot of women are.
Okay. You know what my problem is?
I just think it's a death trap. So I go like medically like, oh, you're going to slam your head. I'm going to see you in the ER. And I've had to take care of people after that. I don't like
yes.
it. I think most people are like, yes, let's go.
Yeah. One of the best things about driving a motorcycle is knowing how you're going to die.
Oh.
Right? You ever see on the highway? Here's my problem. So you got a motorcycle, no helmet. I go, he's enjoying himself. He's in Arizona. I don't think there's a helmet law here. He's in Nevada. They love it. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't like when I see a motorcycle go by and he's got one of those big Harleys and he's got the big bags, right? The saddlebags.
Yes. I don't understand.
He's got his wife on the back. He's got a fairing, right? Like a windshield.
Commuting.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got like a windshield. And I go, hey, you know what you're trying to do? You're building a car, sir. You're trying to build a car around you. Just buy a car.
I don't like motorcycles. You know how you drive shittier when there's a cop by you?
Mm-hmm.
I drive shittier when there's a motorcycle because I'm terrified that I'm going to hit them. So I'm shittier because I'm like shaking and I'm like pumping the brakes way more.
Yeah.
I like to stay far away from them. And I'm so distracted. I don't notice any of the other cars. I just notice the motorcycle in front of me.
I do drive shittier when I see a cop.
I fucking hate it.
Do you think cops just think everyone drives shitty? Do you think cops think that everyone just slams on their brakes all the time? Because when you see a cop, you always...
I'm sure they have like a name for it, like the police effect. And they're like, oh, look at that dumbass. They're going 2 miles an hour.
I'll bet you're right. So what happened was I had this motorcycle. And I'll tell you something. It was not expensive. We didn't have any money when I was a kid. I had to pay for it myself. I paid for it with Arby's money. So that's how expensive this motorcycle. You can buy a motorcycle for a couple grand. Older motorcycle. They used to call them Honda Davidsons. It would look like a Harley, but I think it was a Honda Magna. For all the motorcycle people out there that are still alive. So I drive this motorcycle to Arby's. And I go, there's this kind of cute girl that started working there. I'm going to ask her if she wants to go for a ride on my motorcycle. How does that hit you? Is that a good first date? Like, I feel like that's pretty good, right?
For a 16-year-old, I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
You could have only sealed the deal better if you offered her some curly fries or something.
Oh, curly fries.
Yeah.
Did you say surly fries?
I did.
That's like a variation of them that it has an attitude. Curly fries with an attitude?
I was thinking of something else.
Surly fries?
I was thinking of the sauce and surly fries. Fuck off. I was thinking of the horse sauce.
Surly fries.
I got distracted. Apparently, I was painting this picture of you like climbing into a motorcycle.
Curly fries with an attitude.
With some surly
Try
fries.
Try our surly fries. So,
all right. You know what?
This girl, I think she liked me. I got a feeling she liked me. Oh. And so I go and I used to work the front register. We used to have a front register. We used to have drive-through, and we'd have back line reserved for those that were older because you had to operate a slicer. So I never got to go back in the back line. I'm up front. So I walk up to her. I'm about to go, hey, on our lunch break, maybe I take you for a ride on the motorcycle, right? I'm about to say, hey, we should. And the manager walks in. He goes, anybody got a orange motorcycle? And I go, I have an orange motorcycle. Thank you for asking. He goes, yeah, it fell down. It's leaking gas all over the parking lot. I didn't realize that when you park on a hill, it can just, like, the kickstand just goes up and it just rolls forward and falls down. It's my brand new motorcycle. So it's already starting off. I'm embarrassed. Like, oh, God, I got to run out there, set up my motorcycle. I come back in. I go, everything's fine with it. I got enough gas. Would you like to go for a ride on my motorcycle on lunch? She says, this might surprise you, yes. I bring her outside. We go for a ride on the motorcycle, and it's good. And I'm going to be, this might sound disgusting, but I have heard, not disgusting, but just it might be, this might be uneducated. I have heard that if you take a girl for a ride on a motorcycle, there might be some excitement that happens.
Oh.
Not just because there's like vibrating and.
Oh, for the girl?
Uh-huh. Mm,
yeah, okay.
Okay. Did not expect agreement there.
Surly fries.
So I'm feeling pretty good about this situation. And I've taken her for a ride, and she's holding, you know, that's a good date because she's touching me. She's holding onto my waist, right? This is good. I feel like we're going good. I'm taking her to all these, you know, the most beautiful parts of Rochester, New York I can find. I take her down to the beach, whatever. I come back. I drop her off, and she gets off the motorcycle and hurriedly walks away. I go, hey, how did the, wait, what? And she walks away. Like, pretty quickly goes inside the restaurant, and I don't know what happened or what I said or if I did something, but I definitely got the feeling that like something went horribly wrong. What happened was, on a motorcycle, there are exhaust pipes on the outside of the motorcycle that are hundreds of degrees, right? Like super, super hot. And she was riding on the back of the motorcycle and she burned, she singed her leg so badly. And she was so polite that she didn't want to say like, oh, I messed up my leg. Like, I mean, like a 3-inch burn. Emergency room.
No way.
Yeah, emergency room. And like nothing horrible.
Did you take her to the emergency room?
No, she wouldn't. You she did. Didn't trust me, my vehicle anymore.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
I had to work
on it.
Honest to God, they needed one of us to work. And then someone else took her to the emergency room. And it was a pretty rough burn. She was fine. Like it wasn't any lasting effects, but terrible first date. And I never talked to her again. I think she quit or she started dating someone else. Yeah. That's my kind of shitty first date.
You sent someone to the ER.
I know.
Did you pay for her ER visit?
No, I worked at Arby's.
So did she. How did she pay for it?
Guess how much money I made at Arby's. So I love this because I am 10 years older than Erica. So I feel like sometimes the age gap, I barely think about it. I would imagine it's all she thinks about. But sometimes there are things that are I think, very, so very different between that decade. And I would guess this is one of them. Guess how much money I made at Arby's after I got a raise. I remember getting a raise and being like, hell yeah. Guess how much
$4 an hour.
Shit, $4.25.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally fucking pulled that out of nowhere. All right,
forget it.
Wow.
Well, that sucked.
Shit.
Because isn't minimum wage now like $20?
I think it's, well, isn't it state-based too?
Don't know.
Because like some states have raised it to have higher standards. I don't think that they've like made it a nationwide thing. I'd say like 18 something I keep seeing advertised.
I think you're right. Ours was $3.35.
Wow.
And when you're a waiter or a waitress, it could be even lower because they used to be able to take the tips, average tips, and they said.
That was messy.
They don't do that anymore, I don't think.
I don't know.
I think they got to give you, I think they stopped doing that. So, I have a list of what women say. This list is making its rounds around the internet.
With cemetery on it.
Of cemetery.
I feel like that'd be like creepy people and then a woman would be normal and she'd be like, what the fuck did you take me here for?
That feels not on here. That feels like not just worst date, but feels like I got to worry about this guy, right? Like that feels like very creepy.
How about there somewhere with all their guy friends, like the man cave place?
Man cave place. Okay. So with not on here, on here.
Where'd you get this list?
I got it off the internet. It's making the rounds, as they say. It's going viral.
Well, I feel like they've missed three very important ones.
No, those are very good. Yours are very good. What's your first date? I'll hit you with a couple.
All right.
Worst?
Or is this like the number one worst one or just a random one?
I'm gonna give you top. I don't wanna give you number one yet.
Okay.
So a lot of them are restaurants.
What?
So like names of, like a lot of them are like, don't go to
Shouldn't
this.
Shouldn't that all be in like one category?
It should be. Don't shoot down my whole list. I haven't even.
A buffet. Golden Corral.
Number 12.
I'd be so mad.
Number 12.
If you took me. Sizzler.
Can I tell you something you did to me?
Arby's.
Do not.
After your date.
Get that. Keep that name out of your mouth. Arby's holds a special place in my heart. It's not on here.
Well,
Arby's
for
is
that
not on here.
One date of yours, she would have added that to the list.
But you know what you do as a... I love that you're a doctor. I love that I learn things. But there's one thing you do as a doctor, and sometimes when you're chatting with me, and that is you will offhandedly say something and just fucking ruin something for me.
I ruined something?
Yeah. And one of them is you Sizzler? Often, yeah, basically, well, more like the umbrella heading of buffets. So
what? Oh, I know where this is going.
You like to, like, I'll go, hey, do you want some more alfalfa sprouts? And you're like, oh, do I want some more salmonella on top of my salad?
Yeah.
You immediately go to what illness or what disease could be caused by the thing immediately.
Well, medical school kind of ruined me.
What do you get from, isn't alfalfa sprouts bad?
Alfalfa sprouts are bad. A lot of greens that you have a hard time washing are.
Those are hard to wash. Would you think less of me if I told you that only recently did I find out you're supposed to wash stuff from Whole Foods? Because when I go in there,
There's even a vegetable spray wash that's like not soap and not chemicals. I don't know what the ingredients are, but it's like all natural, so it can remove the residue.
I would use that, but I didn't know it was I didn't know we were supposed to. And I go to Whole Foods, and you know how you see the spray? Mm. I go, oh, they did it. They did it for me. So I'd buy broccoli. I wouldn't even wash it for until recently.
You know what bothers me about that, though, is how many people manhandle it in the grocery store, and they're like, yeah, I don't want this one, and they put it back. So it's more so the touch exposure or transportation exposure.
Yes, I'm a little offended by that. I think men and women handle vegetables, and you really just went right after...
I didn't say men.
Manhandle, though. I just feel like you're putting that on us, you know?
Person handle.
Thanks, because I feel like it's a double standard, right? You say fire man. It's like, hey, there are women... They're also firemen. I get it. But then you go manhandle, negative things. Nobody gives a shit.
Like how you mansplain?
What is it?
What?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Do I do that sometimes? Do I mansplain? I'm not that guilty of mansplaining, I would guess.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So,
I like you. You don't do that that often.
You ruined something that I would go to every single time I would go to New York City. When I go to New York City, I'm a creature of habit. I go to Whole Foods, I get my stuff, I do whatever. And one day, we were talking about Whole Foods, and you were just like, I think I was doing one of those like, hey, take me through your trip. We were a long distance relationship for a while, so we did a lot. I would go like, hey, what do you do? You're at Whole Foods. Take me through your Whole Foods trip. And we were very different on what we would stop at Whole Foods. And I think you, before I even brought up that I like to go there, you brought up, you said something about an Olive Bar.
I did, and you immediately were like, oh, fuck yeah, I love that shit. And I was like, because they're terrible.
Yeah, and then you made me...
And you were just like dead silent on the other side of the phone.
Dude, once my dad... So my dad told me once, I loved ketchup as a kid. Big fan of ketchup. But isn't it weird someone tells you something like what you told me about the Olive Bar? I've never gone to the Olive Bar since, never. I would never go, because you told me like people eat stuff, they put it back,
yeah,
and then
they pick their hands in there, and they eat one, they'll dig out a handful, and then just eat one, and then put the rest back. It's disgusting.
It's so much better, though, than an olive at an Olive Bar. So much more delicious than an olive in a jar. I don't know if it's the bacteria.
Do you know
something
what they call
makes it taste better.
A plastic or glass thing over the buffet?
A sneeze guard.
Yeah, right? It speaks for itself.
I don't know if it's an effective. Is it a sneeze guard? It's just like a loose fitting.
Except for all the nasty people that are like digging underneath, like, oh, I want that olive in the back.
Yeah, but you ruined it.
Sneeze and cough.
I have not gone back.
Okay, I didn't ruin it. I exposed it for its truth.
You're right. You're right. I mean, thank you, but fuck, man. My dad once, I was putting ketchup on these home fries at a restaurant. I loved ketchup at a restaurant. I just loved ketchup as a kid. I would just dump it on.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, you know, this one time, I was at a restaurant, and I look over, and he goes, this guy takes that. It was that glass ketchup bottle. I don't know if they had that when you were growing up. Did you guys have the glass Heinz?
Yes, Jamie. I wasn't born like 5 years ago.
Okay. But anyway, we had the glass Heinz ketchup bottle, and he told me he saw a guy open it up. Ready? Ready?
No,
open it up.
I don't think so.
Pour it on his home fries, lick around the top edge of it, and then recap it and put it back.
Fuck. I thought you were going to say he like dipped, you know how people would use the knife to like get it to like come out more, and then lick the knife and put it back in, which is also equally, ew.
Yeah. And I never had ketchup at a restaurant again. And so that's kind of what you did for me, to me, with the Olive Bar. So thank you.
Well, so don't take me to a buffet. Ever. Not just on a first date. Okay, I'm glad Golden Corral made it.
I'm not a huge fan of the buffet in general, because I feel like let's just have a little bit of really good food instead of a bunch of shitty food. And I think that you should spend more money on good food. Like, say I need a white t-shirt, I'll go to the dollar store. I'll go to a discount place. I'm fine with that. But I feel like when it comes to food, you got to be careful.
I think it's probably good with people who have a lot of kids or something, because everybody gets what they want.
It's fun with kids.
But you...
That's a very good point. You're absolutely right. A lot of times, instead of buying my kids food at a restaurant...
A strip club.
I'll wipe my ass with the money. Because they don't need anything. A strip club is such a great guess, and I do not see it on here.
I had someone take me to a strip club on a date.
Really? Which date?
Well, it didn't go far after that.
First?
Not first. I was trying to be cool, so I'm like, yeah, you want to go? Okay, we can go.
Okay.
Super awkward.
So how many times did you...
For both of us.
Yeah?
Because he's like looking at them, but he's like, I probably shouldn't, so he's looking at me because he wants, you know, like, don't offend this girl. I want to go home with her, so I can't be obsessed with like the other girls. But then I'm like, what do I look at? Do I look at him? He's getting excited by other women?
Nowhere to
look. Gross. I had nowhere to look.
There's nowhere to look.
I don't know what to do.
Coming up on the next episode of Afraid to Ask.
A lot of people are playing catch up because everybody heard age 50 for a long, long time. Unfortunately, we're diagnosing a lot more colorectal cancer a lot earlier in age in life. So the USPSTF guidelines basically said, you know what? There's way more people getting sick. Let's round down to where we can hopefully catch something early.
Is this to make me feel better? All this stuff? I think I told you. I go, you know what? I'm going to go do... I'm going to go do some pull-ups.
You did.
In the fitness room, right? And I think I did this twice. I think I said I was going to do pull-ups. Can I tell you some of the truth? There is no fitness room at that hotel.
Jamie!